Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, before we hear from the quarterback, C.J. Stroud, remember an hour from now we will talk to our guy, Brandon Scott, Texans Report. We'll get his thoughts on everything happening with the Texans as they come off the Monday night game against the Bucs and get ready for the Jags on Sunday. Remember, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversary yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Let's hear from C.J. Stroud. Head to NRG. Here's the quarterback.
Emphasize, it feels like you guys are not far away. What is the feeling for you and the guys in the locker room about close or not close or just kind of where you guys need to?
Yeah, we're really close. You know, we're like one or two plays away from, you know, winning tight games against good teams. And it's only 2 weeks in, so, you know, we're still building, still growing, still, you know, getting used to playing one another. So, but yeah, we're very close.
I'm sure it is, but I just wanted to ask you, is it difficult to not get the results as quickly as you would otherwise like it, and how do you handle that?
Of course, yeah, it's not like ideal, but what you gonna do, cry about it and, you know, like just be a Debbie Downer? I don't know. I just, there's time and place for that, but I think like 2 weeks in, can't lose your mind, but also can't be too relaxed. So it's a little bit of a balance.
What are some things that you want to see? I mean, obviously it's a team effort, but personally, you think about, okay, these are some things I really need to focus on. What is that for you?
I don't know, everything. Like, I can always be better. I told D'Amico the other day, like, if anything he sees or anybody sees I can be better in, let me know. You know, I think my process has really been good lately. I see the field well, putting the ball where it's supposed to be, with the coverages and whatnot. And some things is just, I didn't really get a ton of reps with some of the guys we're getting in the game at receiver. So that's a little bit of a challenge. But I think that's one of my biggest things, just being the coach on the field, you know, and taking that step. And it takes time. It's not overnight. So that's an area I think I can grow.
After games, what's your process? Do you, like, critique yourself, or do you talk to other people about how you did, what you did good, what you did wrong? How do you go, like, maybe on a Monday or Tuesday this week, as it were?
Yeah, my process, I go through the film by myself, watch it with Gerard, and watch it with D'Amico, and, yeah, that's my process.
And then what's the next step after that? Do you just kind of see where you need to go from there?
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of these questions are kind of the same from last year. Does it feel like an extension from last year, or is this just, like, very different? How do you explain it?
That's for y'all to tell. I mean, I know this is separate from, like, how I feel or how the locker room feels. So, yeah, I'm kind of, you know, getting used to, you know, that whole idea of, like, you're the hero or the zero. And then when you don't, you're not doing well, everybody's questioning your process, your meeting time, you're this, you're that. And, like, that's exactly what y'all's job is, you know, and it's respect. I always try to give y'all respect and honor y'all's job. But, yeah, I have my own reasoning and idea on how the season is going, and that might be different from other people. So, yeah, I don't really have a ill will or, like, a idea on each side. Like, it's all separate to me. I don't try to – whatever we're doing in the locker room or, like, on the field doesn't trickle to y'all. Whatever people are questioning or, like, the media fans, what they're saying is different from, like, what's coming in the locker room. So,
I guess the question is, like, the lack of success that you have right now offensively. Like, you're frustrated. D'Amico says you got to be better. You know that you got to be better. Like, is it some of the same stuff as last year or not?
No.
CJ is a quarterback who took a lot of hits last season, took a lot of sacks last season. How are you able to flush out everything that happened and not think about that maybe within, like, the first two games here when there's some type of pressure around you when people are at your feet and things like that?
Yeah, it's not easy, you know, taking hits. And, yeah, you try to sit in there and have confidence in, you know, up front. And that's what I try to do. And I think I'm a really good pocket passer. So I try to just sit in there staying strong and make plays, and kind of done a good job of, you know, extending plays last couple years. But, yeah, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And, yeah, it's not easy just to sit in there all the time. Yeah, there's our big guys hitting you, so it's not always easy.
From a personnel standpoint, you get Christian Kirk, Braxton Berrios, and your center, Jake Henry's back today. Give you guys a boost?
Yeah, definitely. You know, some of the guys that I practice with a lot in camp, definitely will help, you know, in these upcoming games and getting that rapport down with him.
What does Christian bring? What do you like about his game?
He's very smart, very savvy, fast, runs great routes, great hands, a leader, somebody who loves ball, so all those things.
CJ, last year you got an opportunity when you had a chance to watch Travis Hunter play some in Colorado. Now, what have you seen on tape, you know, out of the first two games getting ready to go up against him this season?
Yeah, they got a lot of trust in him. You know, they're putting him a lot of one-on-one. He's in on third down a bunch, corner. Can line up in the slot as well. Yeah, he does a good job. You know, he's good with his technique, his leverage. One thing I remember about him is he's a ball hawk. You know, he plays the ball well, so he's a good player.
What are some of the pros and cons of living in – you guys have kind of been a lot of close games since your rookie year. What's kind of like the pros and cons of that versus sometimes some more blowout wins in the midst of that? You guys do have a time to win more convincingly. So what's just kind of the pros and cons within that?
I mean, how many blowout wins do you see a week? Maybe one, two?
A lot of games come down to the final few plays. But, you know, there are some games where teams kind of win convincingly.
Yeah, and that's very lucky. And we've had those games. Like, we played New England last year, had a really good game against them. Played the Chargers, they same thing. My rookie year, we had a couple blowout wins. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's, yeah, I mean, you don't – if you can blow everybody out, that's the NFL. It's the best players in the world for a reason, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I just want to – I don't care how it looks, where it's at. You just want to win. So, yeah.
Hey, CJ, last year you talked a little bit about being able to – wanting to use your legs a little bit more, although you are definitely a pocket passer. You've done that this year. Are you feeling stronger? How is that? How do you feel when you're kind of scrambling now?
I feel great, yeah. I feel good, and I feel fast, elusive, and strong. And, yeah, I think even my receivers are out there blocking for me, and I also try to keep my eyes down the field too. So try to just have a little bit of a balance. But, I like doing it.
We got time for a few more, y'all. Sorry.
CJ, your rookie year, you all started out 0-2, and now you're in that same position right now. You're going in year three. How are you able to use some of what you went through in 2023 to build off of that to, you know, as you go through this adversity, even though it's only been two games?
I like it. I mean, I don't like it, but I'm saying I like that I've had a history with this. One thing that I've learned is, like, when you lose or when you're not doing the best is when – the people who really support you and who don't come to fruition and are, you know, they've voiced their opinions and good or bad. So for me, it's really good to look myself in the mirror or look around who's around me, see who's really for me, who's not. And I think for this team, the same thing. So I'm actually, you know, in those times grateful because I know what type of team we are. We're very close. If, you know, we don't make a couple mistakes in the fourth quarter in the Rams game and this past game, everybody's smiling and saying how great we are. So, you know, I don't.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life, made for real-life moments, Marisa's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
I don't have faith in man. I have hope in man. But my faith is in God, and I know He has me in this position for this team, for this coach, for everything for a reason. So I'm happy and I'm hopeful and faithful to the process, and it's not overnight, so I'm just staying true to it.
CJ, earlier you were talking about how your idea of how this season is going so far is different to what our idea may be, that what we think is different, what you guys inside the locker room think. What is your idea of how this season is going so far?
I'll probably keep that to myself. I don't really want to, you know, my business, and yeah.
CJ, what do you think about the job Jalen Noel has done? Just to step out there and be willing to make plays. Obviously, the return when the game's on the line is huge. The confidence he brings and the willingness to go out there and do his thing this early in his career.
I thought he's done a good job, you know, especially, you know, this past game with special teams and not always getting the ball and you know, the offensive side. He's done a good job of having a good attitude and, you know, getting the plays that, you know, that he gets and doing as best he can. And, you know, him and Higg, you know, they're still learning. Still got some things that we're figuring out together just as a whole. So I think, you know, definitely right there again, see Kirk will help those guys, you know, as he's in the room and, you know, on game day they can see him and how he works and the type of route distribution he has. And not to say they're not doing their job, but just, you know, like that veteran feeling that he'll bring to the room. But Jay Noe and is doing a great job, and Higg is as well. So they're still growing and learning, and they'll be great players.
How are you? You had high praise for Travis Hunter and seeing the stuff he was able to do. When it comes to the rest of the defense, from what you've seen for Jacksonville, what challenges and things you've seen that really impresses you about what they do?
Yeah, they're playing good ball, man. They played really solid against Carolina. Played really good against Cincinnati. You know, they got a very, very good back end. You know, I got one of my old teammates, E. Murray. Josh Allen is a great edge threat. So is, 44. Two good backers. You know, they have a – every team is good in the NFL, but they have a really good defense. They've been playing together for a while. So it's going to be a challenge. And, you know, every game in the NFL is always hard. So we got to prepare and, you know, get our bodies right and our minds right for trying to go up there and get a win.
Since your rookie year, you've been one of the better quarterbacks in the league when the motion is incorporated into your drawbacks. From your perspective, how does motion help you be able to be one of the more explosive quarterbacks when you're throwing with motion involved in the play?
I don't know. I actually kind of like I don't know. I don't really care, to be honest. Like, I'd rather, like, see the defense, see what they're doing. Motion isn't really for me. It could be, but sometimes it's for, you know, like, making them communicate a little more. So it could create a seed of doubt and confusion because defenses have a bunch of checks. But, yeah, I really don't mind.
That was C.J. Stroud. There's a...
I need you to take a sprig before I start saying four-letter words into this microphone.
What do you mean do? You mean answer that question for you?
There was a...
Hey, as a quarterback, what does motion do for you? Well, it gives my receiver a free release and automatically creates a little bit of space right there for me to deliver the football, as well as it identifies the defense for me, whether it's man or zone. And it's...
But working with like Clint here.
Hey, Cole, what are you working on personally as a quarterback? What do you need to get better on? Well, you know, we got to have some answers for the pressure. You know,
how teams, hard was that?
You know,
Stop giving me BS and telling me it's not.
No, I think there's a lot there.
God, man.
I think this is a different CJ. I think CJ's clearly...
He's never made me that mad, Ron.
Well, I think he's mad. I think he's pissed off, and I think
that's a weird way to handle it.
He's pissed. He's mad. You can tell. He is passive aggressive, and he has made multiple mentions to, we're the hero, you're the zero, now that we're losing. I think there's a bit of a feel of, hey, look what we've been doing all this time I've been here, and we lost two games, and now all of y'all are acting like this. And he's keeping stuff to himself. Like, he is... There, clearly, this is a different seat. What you got coming up?
Well, the tape drop Tuesday after a Monday night game is the tape drop Wednesday, and so the tape is dropped. I've watched the tape. I've got some observations. You, the listener, you, the fan, you can make of it what you will. I'm not here for that, but I do have some points that I need to make, some observations that I need to deliver to you from the game film of that frustrating loss on Monday night, as well as it sounds like my man Ron needs to take a couple of minutes of Dirty's Daily and respond to what we just heard from the quarterback. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 16.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.